It's 8:08 Thursday morning. It's already 71 degrees downtown at Charles City. We have yet another chance of rain and thunderstorms today, but I guess I'm just not going to count on getting any rain. Good morning, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg. A few drops would certainly be wonderful.
You know, like yesterday morning, Mason City getting over 2.5 inches of rain, and then 3 miles off to the east, we get none. That's our luck today. Who do you have sitting next to you as our community conversation?
Our community conversation number one for this June 1st. It's already June. Good morning. We have Chief of Police, Hugh Anderson. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you two doing?
We're glad to have you in studio. It's already June.
It is.
School's out.
It is. You know what's very depressing? Is that the longest day of the year is only 21 days away, and then the days get shorter. Isn't that depressing?
It seems like it
takes forever to come.
I know.
And then it's 20 days away, and then we start getting shorter days. Oh,
and that was Hugh Anderson on to guest number two. We just got here. I mean, we just got with the nice weather.
We'll talk about
good stuff after this.
So, busy times here, of course. Kids are out of school. Bike roundup.
Yep, bike rodeo.
Yep. I was going to call it kindergarten roundup.
Kindergarten roundup. Well, they can be there also.
Bike rodeo.
Bike rodeo is this Saturday. Starts at 10 o'clock down in the city lot by right behind City Hall there on the river. So, great time for the kids to come down. We have drawings for all sorts of prizes, including new bikes. So bring your bikes down if you have bikes, and bring your kids down, and they go through the course. We do safety checks on the bikes and just interact with the officers. It's usually a very good time. It's going to be very warm that day. So between 10 and 11:30, hopefully it isn't quite as warm, and maybe we'll get some of that much needed rain before that and cool it off.
Yeah. So now, is this also a great opportunity for people with bicycles to get their bikes licensed?
It is. Oh. So they can license them. Yeah.
And that's so important. Yeah, and talk about why that's important.
The reason it's important is right now we have a lot of bikes in our storage, and the reason being is we can't return them because we don't know the owners. If you get your bike licensed with the city, and a lot of times we get called in that there's a bike sitting on the corner or sitting behind some bushes or down in the river, and we fish that out of there and we look at the bike license on it, we can actually give you a call or just drop it by your house. So it's always great to keep your bike licensed with the city. So they can get peeled off the stickers, and if that does happen, just come back down. We license them for free. It doesn't cost anything. So,
okay,
really good service. The good thing about that also is if they do get stolen and the sticker gets taken off, most people do not know the serial number on their bike. So we write it down when we do the licensing. So we have your serial number, we have the bike make and everything else. So.
Perfect.
Good point.
No bikes have serial numbers.
So this is also an opportunity to perhaps win a bike.
It is. So we do. We have some very good sponsors, and I don't want to name them now because I'll forget some of them. But some of our local businesses in town are doing an excellent job of sponsoring bikes, and we'll have food down there, and we'll have drink there. So, okay. And then you get to meet the officers, interact with some of the officers, and there's actually a bike wash, so you get to ride through the sprinkler system, which may cool you off a little bit from the 90-degree weather.
Kids love that.
Yes, so it's always fun. It's a great time.
Yeah.
So it's something end of school and beginning of summer. Yeah. So
what happens with all the abundance of bikes that you collect throughout the year?
We try to return them to the owners. So like, Chris, if your bike gets stolen, you give us a call and then you tell us the make, model, and we try to go down there and we look through our bikes to see if we've recovered it. And a lot of times we do, but sometimes we don't. The bikes come and they just get abandoned. Sometimes people turn in bikes they don't want. Those all go actually on an auction, and we auction those off. So sometimes they are fixed up and then given back to other kids. So,
do you ever collect the same bike twice?
Oh, I'm sure we do. We collect some, I'm sure, more than twice.
So the mantra here is get a bike lock. Get your bike licensed first.
True.
Through the police department. Get it locked. Wear a helmet.
Be safe.
Yeah.
So good, actually a really good reminder on the locking your bike. So many of the bikes that we take, or we take the theft reports, are taken just from laying in somebody's front yard. And you think your front yard is safe, but in the middle of the night when somebody wants some transportation across town and they're on foot, they may see that as an opportunity and grab hold of your bike and ride it across, and then we'll find it on the other side of town, and sometimes we don't find it. So good time to lock your bike or put it back in the garage. So lock your garage, as we're on the subject, lock your garage, lock your cars. We end up taking a lot more thefts as summer and fall, you know, come, and we'll see a lot more reports of things missing. So
okay. This is good timing on talking about this, because we just had an abandoned bike last week dumped right behind KCHA.
Yeah.
So,
Chris needed a way to get to work.
Well, I didn't want to walk. So. What else is on the topic list?
Code enforcement, right?
Code enforcement, yes. So they're out. Michael was new, and Melina, and he had come by, and you guys met him. He's doing an excellent job, and he is out fulfilling nuisances. So get your grass mowed. It can't be over 6 inches. And so if we had a complaint from your neighbor that your grass is tall, or he just sees it when he's driving by, he is going to stop and talk to you about your grass to get it mowed. Each year we have hundreds of lawns that we have to go and remind the people, and we have many that we actually have to go and mow. When we mow them, then we assess that cost back to the owner. So try to get your lawns mowed. Try to clean them up here. 4th of July is coming also, so we try to clean up the town. Not that that's the only reason, but we'll be out there also looking for nuisances. So if you have junk in your yard or anything else, he'll be out focusing on that. And then one of the big changes that he's working on, he also does our rental inspections. So he'll be targeting houses that are rentals and going through those for safety violations, and then also going through to make sure that they're up, the maintenance is upkept on them. So, and Paul Hughes, our other code enforcement officer, he's out keeping very busy doing building inspections also. So we have a lot of expansion going on with Zoetis Cane Bricks, with the NIAC building going up, with Simply Essentials. We have a lot of big projects. We also have some new houses going up. So exciting time in the code enforcement for a lot of different reasons. But yeah. So with 4th of July coming up, another reminder I'll put a plug in is fireworks are legal in Iowa. Fireworks can be sold in Charles City, and they can be shot off in the state of Iowa around the 4th of July. They cannot be shot off or set off in the city of Charles City at any time. So sort of a plug there. I mean, I don't want to be the fun police, but we get a lot of complaints when the fireworks start booming and everything else, and some have started. So you have an officer knocking on your door shooting off fireworks.
And there is a fine to that, too, isn't there?
There is. There is a fine. So they can write you a citation, especially if it's a chronic thing, if you're doing it more than once. A lot of times people move here and they're not aware of that. They just assume that the entire state is legal to fire them off. And it's very confusing that they'll set up a tent probably here in the old Kmart lot or in Fairway lot and start selling them soon, I'm assuming. I haven't seen it gone up yet, but... And it's very confusing that you can buy them here in town, but you can't release them or light them off in town. So, but just a little reminder on that, a little PSA.
There is towns that actually tried that, made it legal to set them off, but you have a lot of bad apples that take advantage of that, and then those towns are obviously no more. So,
right.
Time to be responsible.
The parking situation downtown, how is that going with our... set 90-minute parking time?
Well, you guys could probably actually tell me. You have this big front window. You could tell me better than anybody, but I think I think it's mainly going well. So we've had some complaints. We've addressed them, and it seems like it's easier to come down now and get a parking spot. I think sometimes in the past, and maybe they were just unaware, but you had either employees or business owners that were parking on the main street, and now that's not happening. So I know when I come down here and I need to stop somewhere, I'm able to actually get a parking space. And a lot of times that was difficult in the past. So I think that's been a positive thing. So
it's certainly been appreciated by business owners for sure. So that their customers get first dibs on having access right. to the parking that is downtown.
So. I actually walk down because I know sometimes I can't get a space, but yeah. I see there's plenty open right now. Yeah. So
the next topic on that is learning how to park in between the lines. I notice a lot of cars parking right on the line, taking up two spaces. So yeah. you
know, we won't take any pictures of these ones out front right now and call you guys out.
Do some baby steps there. We'll get used to it. So. What else?
Anything else?
Couple street closings. Obviously, we still have Clark Street closed down there for the NIAC project, which is a pretty exciting project. You guys, I'm sure, have touched on that, and I probably missed that one, but I'm pretty excited about that, and I think the community is. So it's an inconvenience for a short time there, and hopefully they're going to open up soon. They've been working on that. And Highway 18, they got open back up again there on North Grand, and can't think of any other street closes. I think they're going to work behind Tyson's there. They have sort of a washout there around the manhole. They'll be working on that one here shortly. So
fun time.
All stuff that's needed and making great improvements. Yeah. So, yeah.
Perfect. Well, thank you very
much. Thank you, guys.
For joining us. So we'll talk to you next month. Unless something breaking in.
So
let us know.
Take care, guys.
You
too. Take care.
73 downtown Charles City. We're going to be joined by guests number two coming up after Nikki York.